Breakfast with KC. All the latest things.
12 days to the Love Island final. For you Love Island fanatics, those of you that are watching it, what are you going to do when it wraps up? You know, when you get into a groove of watching it every night.
But you see, I think this is the problem with getting into it.
Yeah.
It consumes your evening for how many months?
I've dipped into it twice this season, and I'm just like, I shut down.
I'm the same.
I can't. My brain won't let me watch it.
No. Yeah. No, I'm over it.
It seems to be the same. They've flogged a dying horse now, it seems.
I think it's a sign that I'm old now.
Yeah, I'm 30 now. That's it. I'm done. Maybe it's a demographic thing. I don't know.
I'm beyond it.
People are still watching it though. The lad from Munster is still in there. I think
Megan's gone back in last.
The
night.
Irish girl. Yeah. Yeah. She made an appearance again. So anyway, that's going on. And lads and ladies interested in this, 328 days to go until the World Cup in the US and Canada. Today is 24/7 Samaritans Awareness Day. An amazing group of people. Always have their number handy. 116-123. Keep it in your phone. If you need it for yourself or a friend, there's somebody there 24/7 to talk to you no matter what is going on in your life. 116-113. Shout out to the Samaritans and all the incredible work that you do. If you celebrate your birthday, you celebrate with Jennifer Lopez. Now, she's not the original J-Lo.
Sorry.
The original J-Lo is Jimmy Lockhart. Neil Prendeville. Just saying. She's 56 today. And you celebrate with Danny Dyer. Love Danny. He's 48. He was in an amazing movie called Human Traffic back in the 90s. It was a kind of a clubbing movie.
I saw a Danny Dyer lookalike competition happened yesterday.
Where?
I think it was in London.
Oh, that's fantastic.
And he gave his approval and everything.
Did he turn up and try and win it?
I don't
He should have done. Charlie Chaplin did that years ago and he came third. Charlie Chaplin turned up to Charlie Chaplin lookalike contest. I didn't win it.
He didn't look enough like himself.
There's a huge amount of texts and messages coming in about this movie in West Cork. It's going to be a World War II film shooting in West Cork. They're looking for 1,000 of you out there to be extras for the World War II film. It's called Jimmy. It's going to be shot in West Cork this September. There's a whole bunch of roles on offer. Some of them more screen time than others. But some of them then you'll be part of. I'm guessing if they're looking for that many people, it's going to be huge battle scenes that you'll be part of. Now, being an extra in a movie, you need to have patience because it's long, long days and they have to reset shots and everything. So there's a lot of hanging around. Mm. But you're getting paid for just hanging around.
I was just going to say, if you're getting a few bob, sure, it'll be grand. Will me, you and Jimmy the Lock go down?
Yeah, but see, with this crack now, they might need us at 5 in the morning or something, you know. But I'd love to go down just for a nose to see what they're up to.
It's a fierce crack, I think.
Yeah. But if you're interested, Extra Extra is the website, extraextra.ie. We'll get you more details. This story made me so happy when I read it this morning. You know when you're walking through the house and you walk into the sitting room, but you went there for a reason, and you end up there and you're like,
why am I here? Yeah.
You have this existential crisis, like, why am I here? This is why scientists have finally revealed why we walk into rooms and forget things. They're calling it the doorway effect. So they have researched this particular brain glitch to find out what causes us to forget when we walk into rooms and we go there for a particular intention. As soon as we enter a new room, our brain basically, the brain interprets that as the end of one event and the start of another. So it almost kind of like Men in Black wipes the slate and that your brain resets and you don't know how you ended up there. That's yeah. It's good. It's
do you ever end up walking around in circles to try and remember
why you were there? Exactly.
So often when I go into the kitchen, I forgot why I'm there. I'll walk around the kitchen table.
Just go backwards.
I'll just walk around it.
It's like you're trying to rewind your life.
And look at everything and try and figure out why I'm there.
Right, Alan?
I suffer from that doorway effect as well. But usually when I go into the pub and it's not why I forget why I went in there. Well, obviously I know why I went in there. It's a kind of forget to go home. That's the doorway effect in it that I know.
Yesterday, I left here, was driving down Victoria Cross, and you know, it's a busy, busy junction at the best of times. And there was a man crossing the road, you know, elderly enough fella, but he wasn't paying attention, God love him. And the lights had gone green for the traffic to move on, but he wasn't paying attention to the little kind of cross signal people, you know. So he just walked out in front of a car. Just as the car was approaching, so they laid on it.
Oh,
And he got an awful fright, the poor fella, and got a bit of a jump and got startled and wasn't sure where the car was coming from. I've spoken about this before, and like, if there's anyone that has any influence in car manufacturers, we need different horns in cars.
A quiet horn for less serious transgressions.
Is this an aggressive horn? Like, would this one? All right,
that's
an angry horn, yeah. Isn't it?
Yeah.
That's kind of how, yeah, right?
Yeah.
You're right. Nothing worse than an aggressive one.
Yeah.
All right.
It's a train,
now, is it? I would love one of these. Just, you know, sometimes sometimes you need.
Oh, there's nothing scarier than when a truck beeps at you.
Oh, man.
And you know they're angry.
And you've done wrong.
Yeah.
They're like the big brother shouting at you.
And you're just going, the hand up in the rearview mirror, sorry.
How's that?
That's all right.
I like that, yeah.
I'd love to have a little clown horn
in
the top.
What's it for, though?
It's kind of like, it just, I don't know, it's kind of like.
I'm having a good day.
It's gentle.
Cross the road.
It's kind of warning you, it's kind of like. How's the crack?
It's like, you know, it's there, but you don't have to be too alarmed. I'm just not coming up behind you.
Absolutely.
Work away.
Oh. No, you're talking.
That's doom.
You want a tuba horn in the back of the car, don't you?
Oh, I don't know what you'd use that for.
Give me a scenario, Rory, for this. It's like you're disappointed. Yeah, you are. Yeah, don't even think about pulling out in front of me. Yeah.
It sounds like me after eating a curry.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're about to take off on the South Link. That would work.
Oh, that's for when there's a crash that's been cleared.
That's brilliant. That's exactly.
Yeah. And the road's clear to go again.
Is Dukes of Hazzard aggressive?
No.
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 No. Batman's thing. Now you're talking.
That'd be a good one.
So this is what we need. We just need different horns in cars for different scenarios, different situations. This is what we need. That's it, isn't it? That's a.
How are you?
That's a bip.
Yeah, that's a bip.
It's not a beep, it's a bip.
I'm outside.
Oh, lads. Easy now, easy.
That's very good.
But you can control it, can't you? From the level of pressure you put on the horn, it expresses a lot about how you're feeling.
I think so.
You can give him a little, or you can give him the full on aggressive one.
Don't be beeping aggressively.
And watch out for the old people of Cork as well when they're crossing, please. Thank you very much.
Keep your aggressive horns to yourself.
Let's get some money. The €1,000 pop quiz.
With Easy Living Interiors, Eastgate Retail Park, Pala Duff, North Point Business Park and Maham Point Retail Park.
All right, it's €1,000 for Bernie this morning. Good morning, lovely Bernie. You're in Bishopstown. How's things?
Good, how are you?
Not too bad. What's on Bernie's agenda today? What are we up to?
I'm actually not in Bishopstown at the moment. I'm in Wicklow camping.
Are you?
Camping?
Where are you camping?
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know where I am.
My phone.
I don't know.
My phone is in Irish. So Google Maps, everything is in Irish. So I don't know where I am until I come to the...
I didn't know you could get Google Maps, Oscoyle. That's fantastic.
So then it puts all the other countries in their native language as well.
Okay. Did somebody get at your phone and change the old translation on it, or?
No, I have it set to Irish, but then I don't know what's up with Google Maps. But sure, it's interesting anyway.
There it is. Yeah, fair play to you, girl. You're on the right adventure.
Does it say when you need to get from Wicklow to Cork?
You can put it in English, but then it comes up in Irish.
Okay.
If you're just looking around.
Please tell me Google Maps tells you to get home to Cork or no Snagúitha.
Oh, it does, yeah. It
brilliant.
Does, yeah. Amazing. I
can't stop.
It
doesn't. Amazing. All right, listen, the best of luck. Let's get you a grand here.
Let's play in 3, 2, 1.
Where would you find Central Park, Bernie?
Friends.
Who is the lead singer with the band Coldplay?
Chris Martin.
Do you know Eminem's real name?
Marshall Mathers.
What female singer is known as the queen of pop music?
Madonna.
Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band is an album by what band?
Beatles.
Can you name one of the main actors in the movie Twins?
Oh.
The big lad and the small lad.
Oh, Danny DeVito.
Question number 7. The first Star Wars movie arrived in what decade? Is it the 70s or the 80s? The 70s or the 80s? You're going for the 70s. What is the name of Harry Potter's owl?
Hedwig.
Question number 9. Who created The Simpsons?
Matt Groening.
Question 10. What actress won an Oscar for her role in La La Land?
Emma Stone.
You're going to go for Emma Stone? All right. Very good. Are you unsure about any of these, my friend?
Matt Groening. I'm like, is that how you say his surname?
Matt, I would go with Groening as well, isn't it? Graining or Groening?
Yeah, one of those.
It's one of those, lads. Right, let's go back over these. Come here, can you open your phone and just get a, give us a proper location on Google Maps?
Right, hold on.
Just have a quick look there and I'm going to run through these answers.
Hold on. I'm in Round. That's very dangerous, lads. I'm in Roundwood. I have an air tag in my bag, so if anybody tries to kidnap me...
Nobody's going to kidnap you. Have you an air tag on yourself in case you get lost?
I do, yeah.
Good, good, good. All right, Friends is correct. Chris Martin, Marshall Mathers. The Queen of Pop is Madonna. The Beatles had the Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. You could have said Danny DeVito or Arnold Schwarzenegger. The first Star Wars movies arrived in what decade? Are you sure it wasn't the 80s?
I don't know.
You're right. It was the 70s, late 70s. I think it was 77, actually. Hedwig is the name of Harry Potter's owl. Matt Groening, we're cool with that. For €1,000 in cash, as you're camping in the woods. What actress won an Oscar for her role in La La Land? You, my friend, seem to be in La La Land this morning because the correct answer I was looking for is Emma Stone. Yes! Yes! You did it! That means you've won! You've won! Yes, you nailed it! Congratulations.
You can buy another air tag.
Good on you, Bernie. Bernie, what's your full name?
O'Driscoll.
Bernie O'Driscoll. Milky bars on Bernie, everybody. a cheeky €1,000 for 60 seconds work. How's that? That's not bad on holidays.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Extra little top up.
I might say, lads, I could stay in Powers Court tonight instead of camping.
Girl, that's the right job.
Blow
yeah.
the whole grand on a suite.
Yeah.
My young Colleen, well done. Great stuff. Thanks. All right, that's on its way to you. Have a lovely day. Thanks for waking up with us. I presume all of you like to go to see really good comedians every now and then, right?
Yeah.
You fan of live comedy, Katie Jane? Oh, I better put your mic on. That'll be handy.
I am.
Yeah. Kelly?
Major fan.
Who do you love? Who's your favourite?
I love Kevin Bridges, Michael McIntyre, Ricky Gervais, Catherine Tate.
Mac is in town this weekend, Michael McIntyre, isn't he?
This show. If
is
anyone's
it
going, it's brilliant.
Yeah, he's very good. I think he's one of the only comedians that does a live show, and I don't think he swears, does he?
What?
No.
Clean as a whistle.
And if he does, he apologises.
That's very darling.
He's so good.
Yeah, very funny. When he came from nothing, he started doing like tiny shows to 60 people in little pubs, and you know, he's just one of the biggest comedians in the world. Tommy was in the Marquee, as you know, Tommy Tiernan, a few weeks ago. There was a lot of complaints going into Tommy's show because everyone had their phone taken off them.
Proper order too,
yeah.
All right, and then they put in a little kind of dust bag and they keep it for you. Now, there's two reasons that this happened. First of all, Tommy doesn't want people recording his material and putting it on the internet because he's touring this stuff
and taking it out of context.
And also, Tommy goes a bit edgy. Tommy doesn't want to be cancelled, and he wants to contain his comedy to attend to an audience because he says some pretty wild things, and he could, you know, if that was put up on X or Twitter. And then, you know, the way the Punch Brigade jump in on all these things.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then all of a sudden he loses his contract in RT. So that's the reason the phones are kept away. Chris Kent was incredible. Masterclass in comedy at the Marquee over the last couple of weeks.
I heard it was amazing.
Brilliant. And shout out to Cornelius the comic as well. He's doing his show in the Opera House. Go check him out. He was Chris's warm-up act. But I think this is, when you see a live comedian and they're at their absolute peak, it's very brave to do a little bit of engagement with the audience because it can flop or it can go brilliant. I think this is the best comeback ever by a comedian. Neil Delamere.
What's your name, fella? Jack. Okay, what do you do, Jack? You're a teacher as well. An alarm technician.
That's so good.
VIPs. Cork's Good Times, Red FM.
Katie Jane in for Vic. Sharon Osbourne has spoken out, Katie, for the first time since Ozzy has passed away. Replying to heartfelt messages from fans, she's been leafing through millions of messages from around the world.
Really?
and just liking them. Stuff like that is really nice therapy for people that are going through bereavement or grief. Yeah. You know, it's just to see that kind of support from complete strangers. It is really empowering for her, like it's and for the whole family. I mean, they're just what they already knew how loved he was. I mean, there's no doubt about it. But she has been replying to loads of messages, just thanking people for their support.
That's really lovely.
It really is. Last night in was it Birmingham? Drake was there.
Yeah, it was. He was in Birmingham, and he's on the UK leg of his tour at the moment. He walked out to Iron Man by Black Sabbath in Birmingham last night in honor of Ozzy.
Good on you, Drake.
Hey, Gabrielle. Gabrielle. Rest in peace to the legendary Ozzy Osbourne one time. We got to pay our respects. Make some noise.
Yeah, I have a feeling there's quite a lot of Drake fans there that mightn't be too familiar with Ozzy, but he got a good cheer there. He got a good cheer. Come here, if you had unlimited funds, you could book somebody for your wedding to do the music. Who would it be?
Oh, goodness me.
Yeah.
Now.
Declan Nunley.
Well, okay, I have three. Can I give you three?
Oh, yeah.
They're all
put them all on the bill.
They're all very different. Yeah, it could be a festival.
Katie Jane Fest.
Nathan Carter.
Okay.
Bass Hunter.
All right.
And Westlife.
So you're covering everybody there. So start
all,
with...
All of my different threads of music loves as well. See, I have this really weird taste of music, which is...
Country, boy bands and rave.
Yeah.
All right.
EDM.
Well, look, I like the sound of that. Yeah. I mean, you could program that nicely, but you'd have to put in a... Stop the world and let me out. Not a good first wedding dance song, I wouldn't say. The Steve Jobs, the founder of Apple, he founded Apple with a guy called Steve Wozniacki back in a shed in the 70s. They came up with a computer and they started Apple. And that's how the whole thing was born. Steve passed away, as you know, a few years ago, but his daughter is getting married this weekend. They're dropping 50 million on it.
50?
50 million, including on the bill. Performing for the night is Mr. Elton John. We'll do a special Elton John.
That'd do the 50, wouldn't it?
Yeah, he's getting 5 million for about a 45 minute set.
Oh, but Elton is fantastic.
But just having that, like, as your Elton John's your wedding band.
It's so cool.
Mind blowing.
Oh, it's so cool.
Yeah, so he's I'd say he does a lot of these that we don't even hear about.
I'd say so. Elton's a really lovely guy, isn't he? Everyone, even in the showbiz industry, seems to love him.
He was a bit of a wagon back in the day. He was hard working.
Sure, run to y'all.
That's true. Like, I was at Elton at the Marquee one night and he lost it.
Did Elton play the Marquee?
Oh, four or five times. Yeah.
I think he played Fitzgerald Stadium in Killarney.
He came out to his piano and he started to play and it was out of tune. And he went nuts.
I can understand that.
You can get it. Like, he's a professional, but he stormed off the stage, came back out, did another little, and then he walked off again. It wasn't right. But that's the pro in him, I suppose.
We all grow up and move on.
Don't we just?
We all change. Would you like an update on the CMAT story from yesterday?
Oh, the BBC thing, yeah.
Yeah, so the BBC. So what happened was the first play of her new song, Euro Country, it's got 40 seconds of Irish language singing at the start of it by CMAT, and it got its first play on BBC Radio 1 yesterday, and they did not play the Irish language for a bit of it.
Mm-hmm.
But they have said it did not cut. They did not cut it, that it was a radio edit they had gotten from the label. And that's what happened.
So they might be actually innocent enough in this. It might have been legitimately. Yeah, it might have came straight from the record company.
The story keeps developing, so we'll see. But that's what the BBC are saying. It wasn't me.
In the words of the great philosopher, Shaggy.
That's the sport with Simply Suits.
It is indeed. It's 7:32. Talk to me about John Cena.
What a tune, by the way.
John Cena is a very, very, very famous wrestler. He's also incredibly generous. I think for the Make-A-Wish Foundation, he's the guy who's turned up the most.
He's the record holder.
Record holder.
Which is granted, yeah. An incredible guy, great wrestler, good actor too.
Katie Jane.
Yeah.
You meet a fella, it's all going well. Okay? You decide you're going to move in together. This is what happened with John Cena and Nikki Bella.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? He got her to sign a 75-page contract about the living rules of living with John Cena.
Oh, wow.
Okay. So, Nikki Bella moved into his Tampa Bay mansion. She was required to sign the 75-page cohabitation agreement. Drafted by Cena himself, the document outlined strict terms for the relationships, including a clause that defined Nikki as a guest who would have to leave the home immediately if they broke up.
Wow.
Thoughts on that one?
He's kind of making a prenup, is he?
It is. It's kind of like a personal prenup. It basically means you signed this contract. You know the way if you're living with somebody for a very long time, they have legal rights, don't they? You can't just ask somebody to leave your house. But required to be a guest. And there's other conditions. You have to check your calorie count every day.
Wow.
Yeah, you have to go to the gym a certain amount of times a week. That's very strange.
Were any red flags raised for Nikki during the reading of this document when she was like,
you would think, you know, that when somebody is suggesting that he's going to control your diet and your exercise routine.
Yeah, no, your grand, John.
A big no for me.
A big, massive red flag there, lads.
With KC, love waking up in Cork.